Hello, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of The Workspace, a space where we'll be talking about business and culture, interviewing people in different niches and different products and channels. My name is Alejandra, and today we will talk about the idea or question that sometimes we ask ourselves, such as, should I find a new career? Is this the career that I was expecting? Or is it what I really wanted it to be? Is this what I truly want to do? Well, let's talk about this today to create and organize our minds. We might reach to a point in our lives where we feel stuck in our current job, or perhaps we wander in pursuing a different career path. If you are thinking about this, you are definitely not alone. Many people reach to a point in their lives where they long for something more fulfilling, something that aligns with their true passions and interests. And this is where career exploration comes in handy. Career exploration is a crucial process that helps individuals find a career that brings them joy and fulfillment. It allows you to step outside of your comfort zone, discover new opportunities, and uncover hidden talents and passions. By exploring different career paths, you can gain deeper understanding of yourself and what truly matters to you. I have a story about this, actually. I was working with a person that is doing a certain role with me, and in a conversation, he told me that his background was actually something completely different. This person had a background in something, but decided to follow a different path. Not that he didn't like what he did previously, but he told me he was happier now in this new career. And this made me think about this episode, of course. You know, there are several different aspects that while we explore career path that I want to share for you to so you can organize your ideas. So when we are choosing different career path, we need to think that if this new career path will, you know, increase your job satisfaction, will you waken up in the morning and be happy because you are loving what you do? If this improves your work-life balance, better balance between your personal and professional life. So if you're happy in your career, it will impact positively in other areas of your life as well. Or if it is going to enhance your creativity, are you going to have a spark in creativity? Are you going to innovate? Are you going to have more ideas and perspectives? If it's great for personal growth, in my honest opinion, I think that if you are exploring for a career path, a new career path, it really needs to bring, you know, a personal growth. Otherwise, you just stick with what you have. And search on your network. Imagine that you are exploring LinkedIn, for example, and you see a post about someone that is starting a new job somewhere. Would you like to be that person? Would you like to change? Would you like to be happy like that person is changing their career? So these are five things that we consider if you are exploring for new career path. Now, the biggest thing about choosing a new career path is organizing your thoughts and trace a career plan. So to embark on a successful career exploration journey, it's essential that you have a solid understanding about your passion and interests. This whole process of self-reflection that will help you identify the areas that you truly ignite your enthusiasm. And you can see, for example, you can check for your skills and strength. What are you naturally good at? What activities do you excel? Have you ever considered to ask your teammates for a LinkedIn recommendation? It does sound silly, but it's not. That recommendation you will see, and of course you will share for future endeavors, you will see that you have some skills that you might not even think about it. Another thing is that what are your interests and how can they influence your career choice? For example, your topics, your hobbies, your activities that brings you joy and are easier for you to reach or research. Your interests can provide valuable clues about potential career path. For example, if you love writing and you have a passion for storytelling, maybe a career in journalism or content creation might be a perfect fit. So look for areas that your interests intersect with most potential career path to find the best match. After you took your self-reflection and you create and started to pinpoint some things about you, it is actually time to start on the careers exploration. First step is researching potential careers. So research is crucial. We know about that. Taking time to see different career paths, something that aligns with you, use online resources, careers website, professional network forums about LinkedIn, of course, and other social media to gather information about various professions. And you know what? I can give you one tip. For example, read job descriptions. Try to find the job and read the job descriptions. In that job descriptions, you will find all the information you need to add to your CV, for example, or your application letter. And that information will give you more ideas of what is needed to that job. The second one is doing networking and informational interviews. Of course, networking, once again, is one of my favorites. Reaching out to professionals in the industry that you are interested of. The third part about this is about job shadowing or internships. Maybe at this point in life, internships is not what you're needing, but hear me out, you will gain deeper understanding of a specific career. So please consider job shadowing, okay? Might not be internships because you might be hearing this and you might be over 30 or 40 and we don't like that anymore. But job shadowing, it's not a step back. It's actually a step forward for you to learn more with the person that actually has a background and experience on that. So shadowing professionals in their day-to-day work and interning at companies can provide you invaluable hands-on experience. Particular career path is the right fit for you. I do have people shadowing me. And it doesn't mean that they are not capable. They simply want to know and want to learn tips. Because when you do shadowing for someone, that person will share with you essential tips. So think about this. Transitioning to a new career path can be simultaneously exciting and challenging. I will be sharing 5 ways for you to overcome the challenges in the career transition. For example, 1, develop a plan. If you are thinking in how do I start creating a plan for this? Well, simply do it the easier way. For me, the easiest way is to create bullet points. You create that roadmap and you set realistic timelines, which is very important. Break down your plan into manageable tasks to stay organized and motivated. The second one is acquire new skills. Identify any gaps in your skill set and take steps to acquire the necessary knowledge and expertise. Consider enrolling in courses, attending workshops, seeking mentorship to enhance your abilities. Never stop studying. Network and seek support. Of course, I'm going to talk about networking. Surrounding yourself with supporting individuals can help you and provide you guidance and encouragement through your career transition. Join a professional networking group, expand your connections. You know, networking is essential. 4, embrace flexibility. Flexibility and the growth mindset are essential in navigating change. Embrace the challenges and view them as an opportunity for growth and learning. Don't think about failing, think about growth. Remember that everything is a learning lesson. And finally, search for successful stories. They will inspire you, motivate you. So if they succeed, something they did was right. Read books, listen to podcasts, seek out stories for individuals who had successful transition into other careers, because their experience will provide valuable insights and guidance. Look for common themes, strategies, and lessons. And this will always apply to your own journey. And to end this episode, remember, finding your passion and pursuing a fulfilling career is a lifelong journey. No one starts their career or ends their career doing the same thing. This is a lifelong journey. Embrace the process of career exploration. And remember that it's never too late to make a change. And this will unlock a world of possibilities. And this is it, guys. Thank you for listening to this episode about exploring a new career path and how to find your passions here at the Workspace Podcast. I'm Alejandra, and I do hope you find this episode helpful. Remember to reflect on your passions, explore a different career path, and embrace the challenges. But before you go, if you haven't done already, I would love you to click the follow or the subscribe button. See you on the next episode.